Well, I'm not sure it's a surprise, Aidan. We had it ourselves on Southeast Radio Sport last weekend. I had been speaking to John, although he didn't say that he was coming to St. Martin's, but he was at the county final. I think from their point of view, it's a good appointment. Tomás Cot and his backroom team have done a fine job over the last 5 years, and they probably want to go in a different direction. And there's a lot of talent down there, and John is a very experienced man, as we know, former Wexford manager, former Cork manager, former Kerry manager. He has pokes of experience, and of course he's born not too far from Pearcestown either. So yeah, it's probably a right fit, and I'd say the players and everybody will be excited by it, and I'd say John will be excited by it.
He certainly knows how to win with teams anyway, because he's got the intercounty credentials, winning the Munster title with Cork in 2018. So he knows what it takes to win, and he can inspire teams to win as well.
Yeah, John is a great guy. He was involved with, as a selector with Cork at the time of the strike. And funny enough, he wasn't in favour of the strike. He's a very straight talker man. I got to know him very well when he was manager of Wexford. And of course, we all know what happened to him in Wexford, the way that he was... left Wexford, not in the best of circumstances, and he was very, very disappointed and very sad about that at that time. And a lot of people, in hindsight, is a great thing, but a lot of people would have said at the time that it wasn't a good decision. And I suppose maybe he has proved his credentials since then, and I'm not so sure Wexford improved after he left Aidan, because he was making the changes that most people felt were needed, but a lot of people in the county didn't think it was the right thing to do, and sadly he departed midway through his third year with Wexford.
No stranger to the club game either, of course, winning with Kilmoyley down in Kerry. He won 5 titles with them, and Ballinahassig and Courcy Rovers as well in Cork, intermediate titles with both of those. So he knows the club game and can get club players to victories.
Yeah, John is a straightforward man. You know, he expects players to be at training. He expects them to put in the effort on the day, and he'd be very easy to deal with, but he's a clever man. He's no fool. You know, he's been in Cork a long time. He's a lecturer in Cork CIT, and he probably still continue to lecture. And we know that his son David went on to play League of Ireland, was a very good hurler and footballer himself, but he went on the soccer pad with Cork City and then went to England, and they have a great relationship. John used to go over and see him a lot when he was almost every weekend that he could had time to go over and see him. So John is a great sportsman. His wife was a great swimmer, swam for Ireland. So sport runs through his blood, and he's still a proud Wexford man, mind you. And I think it'll be very interesting. I'm not sure how the rest of the clubs in Wexford, because, you know, I suppose familiarity, the problem for Tomás Cotton, living in the club, played with the club, won a medal in 96 with Wexford, was a selector with Liam Dunn when he was manager. He's done a great job down there. But obviously, as Owlert have shown in the past, sometimes you have to go outside the parish maybe to continue it. And obviously the club felt that there was time for a complete change and a complete direction, a new direction, and they've gone for an outside man outside the parish. And you know, I think it's a good move for the club, and I probably is a good move for John, because intercounty hurling, he had 2 years in Cork, and he was happy to do his 2 years, and I couldn't see him going to any other county, Aidan. So I think it's a good fit for both parties.
And finally, Liam, you were up there in Navan yesterday watching the Rathcrow Cushionstown lads winning their Leinster Championship. You watched them in the semi-finals as well, and you were talking about how good they were then, and they were brilliant again yesterday as well.
Yeah, they were excellent. I was impressed with them the first time I had seen them play in the Championship in Wexford, and you could see the signs there. You know, even James Bulger was saying yesterday that I suppose they would be traditionally known as a hurling club, but I've always felt that perhaps maybe they're a better football club because they've really good footballers. And I was really impressed with them against the Offaly champions 2 weeks ago. But you know what, they were excellent yesterday, because you don't go into Meath's backyard at any grade, Aidan, and come away with a win. And I thought, you know, they were excellent yesterday. They have a fantastic group of players. You have the Cody's, Patter, Matthew, Tighe, and the first cousin, Brian. And it was just a really solid team performance. And they lost Daniel Martin Carroll very early in the game, after just 7 minutes yesterday. And he's a great man to win a ball in midfield, a big man, 6'5". And you know what? They compensated very well for it. Aaron Ryan came in, did well in the corner, and Bernard Furlong had a great game. He was outstanding, the number 10. They're just well prepared. James Bulger is no slouch as manager of the team. He's very passionate. Donnie Noonan won several titles with Kyle Lanier and John Michael Porter. We know John is principal St. Mary's in New Ross and has been involved in training teams and with a great soccer player in his day, and indeed a great Gaelic player. And you have Barry Murphy from Trinity Motors there, and you have the physio Dennis Corrigan. So they're just a solid unit and probably should have done it in the full 60 minutes yesterday. They made it a little bit hard for themselves, but they were full value for the win, Eden. And you know, they'll enjoy Christmas, but they'll be out again. I think the Ulster champions were playing London today, so you probably have the result of that, and whoever wins that now, they'll be playing, I think, on the second weekend in January. So they'll enjoy Christmas, and then they'll be doing a little bit of training, they were saying, over Christmas, and then they'll be preparing for that game. But they're determined to go the whole way now, and have the whole hog at it, I suppose. And fair play to them. You couldn't rule them out, Aidan. They're just a well-drilled team. They've some very good footballers, and I'm sure Paul Galvin will be interested in some of them when their run does eventually finish.